Nothing.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Superhuman Radio is in its 11th year. Can you believe it? Many of you have come along for this journey, and very, very exciting. So, the first hour, as promised yesterday, Physical Culture Radio, we're going to talk about training tips from the world's strongest man. You're not going to want to miss this discussion. Then at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Taylor Wallace to talk about a review of anthocyanins. If you don't remember what those are, that's the stuff that gives blueberries its blue color, strawberries its red color, and other berries their associated colors. They seem to have been, quote, a promise to help reduce cardiovascular disease. We're going to get to the bottom of whether or not that's true. But without further ado,
you're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
And boy, oh boy, do we need that flame today here in Louisville, Kentucky, where the temperature is in the teens and there's snow on the ground. And I heard, a little birdie told me, that Brooks Kubik will be posting a video later today after pulling the sled, literally, Trudy Kubik in a sled, pulling her around Tyler Park later on today as part of his cardiovascular workout. Is that true, Brooks, or is that just one of those TMZ rumors?
I think it's a TMZ rumor.
Okay.
And I think TMZ needs a new reporter here in Hollywood. Or here in Louisville.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll tell you what, everybody is getting a lot of cardio doing snow shoveling.
Yeah.
And we may have more to do soon.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go lay all the sheets and tablecloths out on the driveway, mm-hmm. and after it snows, I'm just going to lift them and throw them to the side. And the snow has been very light. Did you notice that? Well, I know you were snow shoveling. Elisa was snow shoveling. I was snow shoveling. The snow is feather light. You could just blow it out of the way almost, can't you?
It was very interesting snow. It was very dry,
right.
And you know, very light and powdery.
Yeah.
The interesting thing was what we do is shovel from our house all the way on out to down the alley, because we park in the alley. So we shovel out from where we are all the way down to the end of the alley. I actually put some photos up on Facebook about that, because we have to do the equivalent of about 5 or 6 lots to get to where we are. And we have a low-to-the-ground car. Trudy works in healthcare, and so, you know, she really wants to get into work because she has people, patients, and co-workers who depend on her. So to make sure that that happens, we need to do the whole alley. And what we then have to do is do a real good job where the alley goes out into the street, because, of course, the snowplows come by and they push everything up, you know, so it's piled up in front of the alley. And it was real interesting because what had happened from putting the salt on the ground on the main street, you know, they don't salt the alley, of course, but that snow had melted and kind of turned into sort of a slushy mess, and that was incredibly heavy. It was very wet, very heavy, and had, you know, piled up about 6 inches, 8 inches deep in places. And it was like, well, you gotta do something with this. And so that was the hard part of the snow shoveling workout.
Can I tell us, this is an interesting story, since we're talking about snow, okay?
Mm-hmm, sure.
I must have been 18 years old. I had a Triumph GT6. Do you know what that is?
I do not, but tell us.
The Triumph GT6 was the hatchback version of the TR6.
Ah, okay.
It had a big, it was probably weighed 1,400 pounds. It had a huge, 2.5 liter inline six British Leyland beast of a motor inside of it. Two SU carburetors. I mean, it was a fast car in its day. 1968. I had it in 70. I don't know. Let's see. 75, maybe 74.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I parked in front of my house in Queens. We got hit with a really bad snow. The snow plows came down the street, and as characteristic, the snow plows in New York, they're tilted one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So they either shoved the snow to the right or to the left, and in this case, they shoved it to the right, and they covered my car completely in the snow. But okay, so I wasn't about to shovel it out because we got a freezing rain the next day, and it was actually like an igloo on my car.
Wow.
So I had my motorcycle. I decided, oh, I'm just going to – the streets were plowed. I'll just ride my motorcycle to school. I was in college at the time. I came home about a week later. The weather started to break, and I came home. I took the train to school that day, and I'm walking down the street, and I go, oh, man, they plowed the street. This is so great. And then as I get closer to my house, I realize, hey, where's my car? Because the snow in front of my house is gone, which means my car was in the snow. So they pushed all the snow down the street to the end of the block in what appeared to be about a 30-foot pile of snow. My car was in there somewhere. Okay? So after about 2 hours of poking and digging, I found my car, and once I found where it was, I dug out behind the back of it and made my way through the hatchback. I had to open the hatchback and climb into the car, start it up. I let it run for about 20 minutes, and then I backed it out and drove it away. Could you believe that?
That's incredible.
Unbelievable. Wow. Unbelievable story. Anyway, okay, I digress. Okay, so let's talk about the real subject that everybody showed up to listen to today, and that is training tips from the world's strongest man. But I have to ask you, which world's strongest man are we talking about here, Brooks?
Well, when I wrote the title for this, I was thinking of something that Dr. Ken Leisner has said in many of his articles in Powerlifting USA, Milo, Hard Gainer, other publications that he's written for. He has a line, and it goes something like this. This is not an exact quote, but it's something like, the strongest man in the world trains in his garage or his basement in Cleveland, Ohio, and nobody knows who he is.
Right.
He doesn't compete, doesn't go to contests for whatever reason, but he trains, and he's the strongest man in the world. Now, you can argue, number one, that that's not fair to Cleveland, but that's the way Dr. Ken
the reality is it could have been any city USA.
Absolutely. Anywhere USA.
There is somebody out there training in anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
Who is potentially the strongest man in the world, but we will never know that because he trains for his own purposes and desires.
And as I said, you know, he doesn't compete and doesn't get in the magazines. We don't see him on YouTube. He's not on the internet. But conceivably, he's, or arguably, he's the strongest man in the world.
And this is a really good discussion, because just this morning, I'm going to be interviewed by a publication.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking about the potential angle of the interview. And I realized that, unlike lots of other people who may have been interviewed by this publication, I'm not training for anything in particular. I'm not training for a powerlifting competition. I'm not training for strongman. I'm not training because I'm in the military and special ops, and so I need to be able to use my body as a weapon. And I realized that there are so many of us who train like serious athletes, who give every single bit of effort we can give every single workout, but we're not training for anything other than the love of the training.
There's that, and you know, the interesting thing is that that group historically has always been, you know, it's like the iceberg and the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are featured in the magazines, or, you know, the ones who are on shows that you see on TV, or on you know, I would say on the internet, but I guess, you know, it seems like everybody's on the internet. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to point to where you would find elite athletes. But, you know, the people who are competing in the big championships, in bodybuilding, powerlifting, strongman comps, weightlifting, what have you, these people are the tip of the iceberg. And below them, there's this huge group of people who train because they love it.
Right.
But within that huge group of people who train because they love it, there are some incredibly strong, powerful people. I mean, you know, if you think that the only strong people in the world are the ones who show up and step onto the competition platform, you're wrong.
Right.
And similarly, if you think that the only people who have any worthwhile advice are people who have won world, you know, national or world championships, or set national or world records or whatever, that's not true either. But it's a common mistake. People make it all the time. But it really leads to kind of a closed-minded approach.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you focus on the champions and what the champions are doing, you know, you're focusing on a very, very small group of people who tend to do pretty much the same thing.
Right.
And the people who are truly innovative in the iron game often are the people that we never hear about. And that's been true historically. You know, it's always been the case that you have sort of the established champions and their established way of training, which, you know, changes over the years, but it's always the established way the champions of the moment are doing things. And yet there's this huge group of other people who are doing really interesting, innovative, creative, very productive, very effective training, and much of it gets lost. Much of it is unknown.
So how do you acquire the intelligence and advice from the anonymous strongest person in the world, strongest man in the world? And they clearly are there. Just because they're not competing, as you point out, doesn't mean that there aren't people who are training in anonymity right now,
mm-hmm.
who are every bit as strong, or maybe even stronger, than the people that we hold in such high regard, because they are out, you know, in the forefront, publicity-wise. So mm-hmm. how do we acquire the knowledge from those people?
Well, do you want me to tackle that answer now, or
no? I want you to tackle it after the break. You're getting really good at this, Brooks. All right, let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Brooks Cubic. This is Physical Culture Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
for the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay, so how do we reach the strongest man in the world to acquire the information about how he or she trains, the strongest woman in the world, too, so that we can learn from this individual? So, Brooks, has this ever been done before? Have people searched for these individuals and found them and learned anything from them?
Well, you know, back in the early days of strength training, obviously we didn't have an internet, and I'm talking about 100 years ago. No internet, and there's not a lot written in the mainstream media about strongmen or weightlifters, bodybuilders. I mean, I'm talking before we even had Mr. America contests. I mean, you know, these things were were largely foreign to us. And a lot of it was word of mouth. And, you know, it was, hey, did you hear about the guy, you know, down the road, 20 miles, strong as can be.
Yeah, lifted a bull off of his kid sister's leg or something.
Yeah, you know the blacksmith, the farmer, the incredibly strong guy, and you know a lot of it was word of mouth.
And we know what happens when you. Anybody who's ever played the game telephone when you were in grammar school knows that what is told by one person can quickly mutate into something completely different by the time 10 or 15 people repeat it.
Well, exactly, and so. What would happen in many cases is someone would go out looking for this legendary strongman.
Right.
And when they got there, you know, they'd find out that the story had been exaggerated or, you know, something had happened and the guy wasn't really that strong. But sometimes they'd find people who were just absolutely, incredibly, phenomenally strong. And typically, what would happen? Is that a young man would send a letter to a strength training magazine, a weightlifting magazine, and he would say, you know, hi, my name is so-and-so, I live on a farm in such-and-so, or, you know, I live wherever, and I started training, you know, however long ago, and blah, 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 blah. And sometimes there was actually follow-up, and if the magazines were convinced that, yeah, this is the real deal, they'd publish the story. And that's how a lot of really, really strong people who would not otherwise have ever come to the public eye were noticed. Now, you've heard about the famous breathing squat workout.
Yes.
Okay, the 20-rep breathing squat
yes.
for weight gaining.
Yes.
Okay. The way that that became hugely popular was this. Mark Berry was writing for Strength magazine and was one of the best-known physical culture authors of the period. And he had a theory that the secret for making big gains in body weight was to do lots of leg and back training, and particularly leg training, in part because you wanted to get the heart and lungs working at maximum capacity so that you would have lung expansion as a result of the exercise. Because his theory was, if your lungs grow, your rib cage grows, your entire upper body, your torso grows, and when your torso grows, that means your shoulders can grow larger, your arms can grow bigger, etc. So he was pushing this theory. And at first, it was nothing more than a theory. So he was inviting people to give it a try and send in their results. And one young farm kid from Homer, Illinois, which is south central Illinois, farm country, kid writes in and says, "Dear Mr. Berry, I tried your program. It worked great. Found it hard to believe. I gained 27 pounds in 30 days.
Wow.
Okay. And that young man's name was Joseph Curtis Heise, H-I-S-E. So Berry begins a correspondence with Heise and eventually ends up running an article about him with before and after photos. And everybody sees it and they think, oh, wow, I want to do the same thing. And the next thing you know, the breathing squat program goes off big time. Heise, as it turns out, had some very, very interesting training ideas and training theories. Did a lot of work on early strength and power training. And ended up developing the ability, back in the 1930s, early 1940s, to deadlift 700 pounds.
Wow. And back then, that was unheard of, right?
That was like basically world record weight. That was
right.
Incredible. And, you know, as I said, it all started as a farm kid in southern Illinois. There's a great story about Heise who traveled the rails a lot.
Mm.
In other words, the hobo lifestyle,
yeah.
You know, And he would go to see friends, weightlifting friends across the country, by hitching rides on the railroad. And so he travels out to New Jersey, where there's a guy named Andy Jackson who has a little machine shop in his basement and makes barbells and barbell plates. And so Heist shows up. You know, he's been riding the rails for like 72 hours, and he's covered with coal dust and dirt and grease and hasn't eaten. And he goes downstairs, first thing when he gets there, goes downstairs in Andy Jackson's basement and deadlifts 700 pounds.
Wow.
And, you know, people are like, that's impossible. Then after that, he goes upstairs and, you know, has a big pot of coffee and, you know, a dozen eggs and a steak and, you know, a loaf of bread and, you know, this and that and the other, because he hadn't eaten for a few days. But that's an example of someone who is really remarkably strong, and no one ever would have known about him had it not been the correspondence
right
with someone who was able to write about him and publish it in a magazine. Perry Rader, the founder and editor of Iron Man magazine,
right,
which he founded back in the late 30s, early 40s. Perry Rader encouraged feedback from people who trained at home. And, you know, he wrote articles about how the top champions trained, you know, how John Grimmett trained or Steve Stanko trained or, you know, whatever. Had articles about what happened in the Mr. America contest, senior national weightlifting contest, whatever. But his real passion was for sharing training information, training advice, new workouts, new equipment, new exercises, new ways of doing things that ordinary people who trained at home were doing. Or ordinary people who trained at a local weightlifting club or bodybuilding gym or a YMCA, but the kind of people that would never have been featured otherwise. And what he was trying to do was give exposure to their ideas.
Right.
Working on the theory that you don't have to be a champion to have great ideas. And so he was always welcoming feedback from people, some of whom turned out to be enormously strong people.
Yeah.
Just phenomenally strong. Now, were they the strongest man in the world? Don't know. Does it matter? I don't think it does. The point is, training advice comes from unusual places. And the more advice you look for, the more information, and the more sources of information, the better. If all you do is you say, and I've seen people put this on discussion boards or write about it in blogs, or you see it on Facebook. Someone says, you know, who are your favorite strength training authors? And everybody lists one or two names. And I'm thinking, and they're all the same names. And I'm thinking, well, that's like saying, what are your favorite books? And somebody, you know, you come up with a list of 10 books, and everybody reads those 10 books, and they don't read anything else. They're closing their minds to worlds of opportunity, worlds of new information. That's what Perry Rader did. And for 50 years in Iron Man, he really championed this idea of getting valuable information and feedback from people who otherwise were unknown.
All right, look, let's do this. Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about how some of this plays into the dinosaur newsletter that goes out.
Okay.
Because it really does. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to
brookscubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with my co-host Brooks Cubic. So Brooks, really, the Dinosaur Files serves as a kind of
clearinghouse?
Well, a clearinghouse for some of this unknown information. I was thinking while you were talking, I was thinking, well, where can people go today to try to discover the training secrets of people who may not have been that famous or time has forgotten? And I was thinking that the dinosaur files, right?
Yeah. In all of my books, I go back and I find valuable information from the past, bring it up to date, and share it with modern readers so that they can use it and make the most of it. Because if we don't do that, there's information that's just lost, forgotten, and that's a shame. So I do a lot of that, but the other thing that I do, and this is why I have a monthly newsletter, really, as you know, it's really a small magazine, the Dinosaur Files. And in that, I have a mixture of my own articles, original articles that I write solely for the Dinosaur Files, and that's the only way to get them. But also, I have workout reports, training programs, articles, sometimes letters where it's just, you know, maybe it's just a paragraph from readers around the world of all ages, bodybuilders, powerlifters, weightlifters, stonelifters, strongmen, martial artists, you know, complete mix, and people share what works for them. And the really interesting thing about that is these are things that are tried and tested in the real world. They really do work. They work for real people. But you often don't hear about them because they're not sexy enough or glamorous enough or new enough or avant-garde enough or cool enough to be in the mainstream muscle media. You just don't see them. And so the only place to get this information, really, is the Dinosaur Files. And again, you know, I have a passion for presenting valuable information that people would not find otherwise, and information from people around the world, guys, gals, training at home, in their gyms, outside, whatever the circumstances are, their reports on what works and what doesn't work for them, those reports are incredibly valuable. And they're far more valuable, for example, than, you know, the research study of the group of, you know, six previously untrained college freshmen who practice resistance training for, you know, 8 weeks and let's see what their results are. You know, that kind of thing is basically BS. That's not research. The real research labs are the gyms, be they home gyms, small, you know, small bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting gyms, box gyms, whatever. The real places where the real research is being done is out in the trenches where people are training.
Right.
And I just love reporting on that and sharing it. And, you know, then what we do is we get feedback from people who say, you know, I read about Joe Smith's workout and I gave it a try and it worked really great, except I found that, you know, after 6 weeks I was starting to overtrain, so I cut back by doing this, you know, or I switched the order of the exercises, or I divided the program, or I switched this exercise for that exercise, you know, whatever. The point is, all of this feedback about what works for different people, they're arrows, and you put them in your quiver, and the more arrows in the quiver, the better.
Right. How much is the Dinosaur Files quarterly now?
Well, we're not doing the Dinosaur Files quarterly anymore.
It's monthly. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's monthly, and it's a digital download product. You get it from my website, and it's $9.99, $9.95. I forget which. For each month's issue, there's no subscription because I don't like to lock people into subscriptions. But as each issue comes out, you know, you go out, download it, read it, and, you know, apply it and learn from it. And there were, you know, I added up, last month's issue had training advice or training tips from 35 different people plus me.
For $9.95.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if one of those tips is the secret that lets you set a new PR in your favorite lift, gives you a workout that gives you better results than you've ever had before in your entire life, lets you gain that 10 or 20 pounds or lose that 10 or 20 pounds, you know, that you've been wanting to do. If there's one tip that has that kind of impact, you know, $9.95 is pretty cheap price for that. And of course, with the digital feature, this comes with digital delivery, so you get it immediately. There's no waiting.
Instant gratification.
Instant gratification, yeah. And instant reading and instant ability to apply what you're reading to your own workouts. So it's really nice and really exciting, and I'm really glad with how it's going, and as you might imagine, we're getting a pretty darn good response from people.
Yeah. And do you have to buy every month, or can you pick and choose based on the, do you give them like a preview of the topics that are covered in each one so they can say, well, I'll sit this one out, I'll buy that one?
You can go to the website and you can see a list of the table of contents.
There you go.
You can go every month or you can just pick and choose. But whatever you do, you're going to get a lot of great information.
Right.
A lot of great information.
Right.
And you know, as I said, there's huge value to finding out what's working or not working for other people. The more of that, the better. It's a lot better than, you know, Carl, if you were doing a radio show and it was nothing but What I Think About the World starring Carl Lenore, and you just talk
just
for 2 hours every day.
Yeah, just my opinions, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's the same thing. It's like you've got a great show because you have such a diversity of guests on the show.
Right.
And that's what makes the show so valuable. There's so many different opinions, so many different ideas, so many different thoughts. And you're sort of working as the point person, pulling all of it together. That's what I'm doing in the Dinosaur Files.
Right.
I'm the editor. I'm the point person. I pull it all together, package, and present it. But the information literally comes from around the world. And that's, you know, how cool is that?
Tell people how they can get it again.
Go to my website, brookskubik, brookskubik.com, and go to the products page and go all the way down to our digital delivery products. And that's where we have the Dinosaur Files every month.
Okay, so under Dino Products, it's the third thing at the top there in the nav bar.
Yep. And then you go to the digital delivery.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, yeah. Yeah, this is real easy. So people just have to go there and they can sign up. They can buy the latest issue, or they can even buy older issues, right?
Yeah, we're starting to, you know, as you see, we've got a number of digital delivery products. We're starting to put a lot out because people really like it, particularly anyone who is trapped at home in the snow and they want to read something, you know, as you said, it's instant gratification. And the other thing is the overseas readers don't have to pay postage.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
And, well, it saves a ton because shipping and handling international postage is off the charts now.
Put me down for you. It says here, I mean, there's a list of testimonials here. Put me down for your new Dinosaur Files. I kept everything. I kept every issue of original The Dinosaur Files and still have them. I mean, people just coming out. I mean, there's a dozen comments here about how great The Dinosaur Files are. So this
is really
cool.
You know, the original Dinosaur Files came out in 1997.
Wow.
You know, I did a monthly hard copy monthly from 1997 through 2002. So when someone says, I have the original issues, they're
talking
about
those. Holy
mackerel. Yeah, back to 1997.
Wow. How cool is that? All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Wait for it. Wait for it. It's funny, when I listen to podcasts that are like powerlifting kind of podcasts and stuff like that, that's the kind of music, and hardcore bodybuilding, that's the kind of music that they play in between the breaks. So I thought I would jump in there and try to be like them.
You do a real good job matching the music to the topic.
I don't do that. Okay, so, you know, I have the same station automation software that Clear Channel uses to run one of their stations.
Okay.
And so I have a library of music, and the software chooses the music, and it tries to choose it in a way that it kind of rotates the music every show, every hour. It's got some sort of algorithm in there, but I don't. And a lot of times it comes up where the music actually fits the discussion.
That's interesting. I thought you were picking stuff out.
No, I'm not. Wow. No, man, if I had to start picking music for every show, holy mackerel, I'd have to be here all day long, all the time, because with everything else that I have to do. So, no, it just drops the music in, and sometimes I get lucky, and sometimes I don't. So one time I was interviewing a scientist. He was either from the Middle East or from UK, Europe somewhere, I forget. And his last name was Salmon, S-A-L-M-O-N, Dr. Salmon. Mm-hmm. And coming back from the break, I have this one mashup where it's like, hello, boys and girls. My name is Fat Lip, and this is my friend Sammy the Salmon. And then Sammy the Salmon goes, what do you do? Like this, and I'm thinking, oh man, I hope he doesn't think I put that song in there because his last name is Salmon. You know?
Oh,
I mean?
Like, busted!
It was funny. I mean, I cringed. I potted the music down really, really fast after that. And then there's the occasional. So there's about 12 songs in a couple thousand songs that are vulgar. Like in the beginning, they say dirty words, and every now and then, one of them will end up, and I'll be coming back from a break. And I'll hear it and I'll be like, oh, that's that song that's going to say this word. And I'll just pot it down really fast. Like, and people will be like, and I'll be like, hey, welcome back to Super Ram. Just pop the music down right away. And I always try to make a note and then I forget to remove it. So it always happens from time to time.
That's funny.
Anyway, so in summary, we really do need to look elsewhere than just the mainstream magazines, and mainstream sources for the secrets to true strength, because they're out there and they're in the hands of anonymous people who are practicing their game every single day with the greatest intensity and sincerest effort of any professional athlete that you will see.
That's true. And you know, I was trying to think of a way to really put this in simple terms for people. Power rack training. Power rack training got off the ground back in the 20s. Very, very few people knew about it, but some people did it. Hardly anyone knew about it. And gradually, the word began to spread. And in the 1950s, you started to see more and more power rack training. And eventually in the 60s, York Barbell Company began mass-producing power racks, and then it took off big time. But the reason that they started mass-producing power racks was because there were so many people who were getting such terrific results with power rack training, doing it at home, you know, in their garage gym, their basement gym, or, you know, doing it at a small little hole-in-the-wall gym. You know, the kind they used to have back in the days, little bodybuilding gym, powerlifting gym, weightlifting gym. And they were built out of usually 2x4s, 2x6, 2x8 boards. Sometimes they were welded together. And you would see a photo or a drawing or an article by someone you'd never heard about. You know, and you know, here's some guy, middle of nowhere, upstate New York, and he's in a power rack. And he's lifting some humongous amount of weight. And you're like, wait a minute, how much, you know, how many plates are on the bar? You know, and you're sitting there counting them up. And he, you know, there's a little note that, you know, John Smith trains in his home gym in upstate New York and, you know, is working on a bench press lockout with 700 pounds. And you're like, 700 pounds? How did you do that? And it was all something that unheralded, unheard of people were doing with great results, and eventually the big time companies, because York Barbell at the time was the biggest equipment manufacturer in the world, the big companies had to start selling them. So, you know, that's an interesting
interesting way of background. In
reality,
the efficacy grows and grows until the mainstream picks up on it and starts to promote it. So the goal is to learn what's working for other people before it goes mainstream so you can have these secrets now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if something is a really valuable training method, don't you want to be one of the first people to be doing it, using it, taking advantage of it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because that way, guess what? That's your secret weapon. You know, that's the one where you go to a powerlifting contest, you know, and you do great, and some kid comes up to you and says, you know, mister, tell me how you, you know, tell, what's your secret? How do you train? And you know, you say, well, I do this, and I do this, and I do this. And the kid says, I never heard of that.
Right.
Okay, you know, that's when that kid has gotten a great big nugget from the iron mine. Except it's not iron, it's gold. It's solid gold, and it's just a little piece of information, little training tip that he can use now. And you know, he may be able to use it to take himself so far, farther and faster in strength training than he ever dreamed. But it starts with that information, and information from sources that you never even suspect.
Well, and don't forget,
it's hugely important.
We are a society that is enamored with what is new, but we don't build on the foundation of what worked. We just constantly keep hopping and looking for what is new because we believe that anything that is new must be better than what is old.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, and I know I sound like I'm pimping the dinosaur files, but I am. The reality is that there are a lot of forgotten techniques that worked back then and will work now. And if you're not using them, they're not working for you. If you learn to use them, they will work for you.
That's absolutely true. And you know, when they talk about knowledge being power, when you're talking about strength training, it's more than just a cliche phrase. If you have the knowledge and you apply it, you test it, you use it, you refine it in your own training, that's when you can achieve your maximum strength and power potential, your maximum muscle mass potential, your maximum physical ability potential, as fast and as efficiently as possible. And you know, think about it. Why in the world would you want to invent the wheel all over again? Or why would you want to forget that the wheel existed? You know, everything that we learn, all knowledge builds on earlier knowledge. But in strength training, it seems like people forget that. And they only focus on the latest thing. You know, whatever is the latest thing is what I want to do, is what most people say.
You know, that's
a mistake.
We can't really get into this now, but Jason Leloup must be listening live because he just posted and tagged you and I in this.
Mm-hmm.
The Atlas ad is still in comic books. I asked him, is this a current comic book? There's a full-page ad in a comic book. He took a photo of it.
Mm-hmm.
The insult that made a man out of Mac. You remember that ad?
Oh, yeah. That's been around
years. They're still selling the Charles Atlas course.
Yep.
It's going to Madison Square Garden, Department D, just like it always has. It's still out there. The secrets of yesteryear are still being promoted today. This is amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, and what it tells us, of course, is that the human body has not changed.
Right.
You know, the things that worked 100 years ago still work, and that's why they have such tremendous value. And then the way you add to that value is you read something by someone who says, okay, this worked for somebody 50 years ago. I read about it. I tried it. I tweaked it a little bit, and here's what works even better for me. Or, you know, simple example, breathing squats. Someone, you know, it's an old program, still very effective, but someone might say, you know, I was using the Dave Draper top squat, which is a new piece of equipment.
Right.
And it made my breathing squat workout so much more effective.
Mm-hmm.
Or I used the safety squat bar, and it made it so much more effective. So now what you're doing is you're taking old-time knowledge and
updating it,
combining it with something more recent, more modern, and you're saying, hey, this is working better than ever, and you're sharing that information, and you know, the more you get, the more you learn, farther you go.
BrooksKubik.com, BrooksKubik.com. Go there today and learn something that will make you stronger tomorrow. Brooks, thanks a lot, brother.
My pleasure. Take care, Carl.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about anthocyanins and do they really protect you against heart disease? Let's get to the bottom of this. Stay tuned.
If you take her- curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of Americans, and from what I understand, people around the world. And lots of times we hear stories about research that shows that this can help prevent cardiovascular disease, that can. And one of the things that's a favorite to be discussed is something called anthocyanins, which are actually the pigmented color of many berries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, strawberries. And we hear that these anthocyanins can actually protect us from developing cardiovascular disease. So we're going to get to the bottom of this discussion right now with my next guest, Dr. Taylor Wallace. How are you doing, Dr. Wallace?
Good. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And your group recently published a study called Systematic Review of Anthocyanins and Markers of Cardiovascular Disease. So what specifically led to this? Why were you trying to answer this question? What research preceded it that needed this study to be performed?
So we've always known that increased consumption of fruits and vegetables can lead to a preventative effect when it comes to cardiovascular diseases and other inflammatory diseases such as cancers and cognitive decline later in life. But we really wanted to know why. So what we did is we've had an assumption that these dark-colored fruits and vegetables, they seem to be showing more effects towards cardiovascular disease. Mm-hmm. So the point of this study was to really look at the individual components within the berries or within the dark-colored fruits and vegetables to see if we can pinpoint exactly why these fruits and vegetables are having an effect on cardiovascular disease. And we did just that.
Okay, so now this was a review of the available literature. How did you choose what would be included in this research?
Right. So we underwent what's called a systematic review process, and that's where we systematically searched the scientific literature. We did that through three major databases, the most predominant one being the PubMed database, the U.S. government's the U.S. government library database. We searched all articles that had the word anthocyanin in either the title or abstract, and we literally got thousands of articles. We obviously limited it to human studies because you can't always translate, a mouse study or an animal study to what actually occurs in humans. So we focused just on human studies. And then we looked just at those studies that used a treatment and a true placebo. In other words, we didn't want studies where you might have a supplement of the compound, but then the control group was actually eating berries. So we wanted to limit it to those studies that really showed what the effect of consuming those compounds were versus not consuming compounds. And we ended up with about 10 studies in our review that assessed everything from your good and bad cholesterol, your total cholesterol, your blood pressure, and your triglycerides. And we focused on these markers of cardiovascular disease because those are the ones that the Food and Drug Administration assumes that they're validated markers. So a lot of times you have a study on markers that are kind of new and novel, but they haven't really been shown to prevent disease, where we know if you lower your bad cholesterol, then that will prevent your risk of developing cardiovascular disease. Okay. So we chose those handful of markers, and that's how we designed the study.
Okay. I'm just curious, wouldn't insulin resistance also be a marker for cardiovascular disease, as well as some inflammatory C-reactive protein, homocysteine, those types of things as well?
Right. And insulin resistance is an interesting thing because insulin resistance is very much linked to overweight and obesity, and it's also more related to type 2 diabetes. So in this instance, we actually didn't find enough studies in humans that looked particularly at insulin resistance.
Okay.
So most of those studies are actually cell line studies.
Gotcha. Okay. And then what about the other thing, the homocysteine and C-reactive protein? These are, like, homocysteine is considered an independent marker for risk of cardiovascular disease. Were there any studies on anthocyanins and C-reactive protein or homocysteine?
Right. And C-reactive protein we consider an inflammatory marker. And going back to my original comment, we only looked at validated markers, so those markers that FDA says are hard endpoints for chronic disease. So, for instance, FDA will allow a health claim if a product can lower your LDL cholesterol, because that's a validated marker of cardiovascular disease.
Okay.
C-reactive protein and homocysteine levels are not validated. They might be suggestive, but you can't diagnose cardiovascular disease just because you have elevated C-reactive protein levels. There are many people with high CRP levels that never develop cardiovascular disease.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, good. Okay, so once you started to parse through the data and work your magic with it, what did you discover about the – well, first of all, were some of the studies actually using berries, or were they all using supplements where we had a quantitative amount of these specific isolated anthocyanins being used?
Right. So that was a requirement of our systematic review, that they be either the pure compound or a very rich extract of the compound. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's very hard to isolate the compounds, so you have to look at studies that are 90% extracts, or but you get a very good idea of the total amount of anthocyanins that your trial participants are consuming, and from that you can make better intake recommendations, right? Because we know what level you need to consume to have an effect.
Right, right. Gotcha. Okay, so when you... Good, I'm sorry. Good.
Oh, and I was going to say, there's been other systematic reviews and studies that have looked at just dark-colored berries. So our study really added to the scientific literature because it's the first of its kind to look at the specific compounds within the berries.
Very exciting. So what did you find?
So our major finding was that in what we call diseased individuals, so those that have been diagnosed with cardiovascular disease, or those who have been diagnosed with what we call hyperlipidemia, or high cholesterol levels, high bad cholesterol, high total cholesterol, low good cholesterol levels, we found in those individuals that the anthocyanins significantly decreased your bad cholesterol, which is a really exciting finding, and it was consistent across studies. Now, what was also very interesting is if you looked in the healthy individuals, so those that were assumed to have normal lipid levels or normal triglyceride or blood pressure levels, you didn't find significant findings, but across studies you see a positive trend for improvement. So again, it's harder to really measure an effect in healthy individuals, because if your cholesterol levels are already normal, you're not going to find, a huge decrease in your bad cholesterol or increase in your good cholesterol, because you're already in the good range.
Now, that's actually that's a good thing. Now, here's an example of where nature gets it right and the pharmaceutical industry may get it wrong. And I say this with all humble opinions here, but so if you give someone who has normal cholesterol a drug that's designed to lower cholesterol, it could lower their cholesterol into dangerous ranges, but the anthocyanins don't do that. So it's almost like they only work when they're needed to work.
Right. And what I always try to counsel patients, that it's not necessarily about, lowering your cholesterol or, it's about maintaining a healthy lifestyle and keeping your cholesterol levels normal. So start eating dark-colored fruits and vegetables early on to maintain your normal cholesterol levels, so that you don't get cardiovascular disease in the next 20 years.
Right.
That's really the storyline, and I think our article very much proved that theory.
I want to take a quick commercial break. I've got lots more questions. We're talking about whether or not the pigments in dark fruits and vegetables actually have the protective effect that we are thinking they have when it comes to cardiovascular disease. We're talking with Dr. Taylor Wallace. He is with the Department of Nutrition and Food Studies at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
This is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period.
Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at SuperHumanRadio.com. And use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperHumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Taylor Wallace. We're talking about those dark pigments in fruit and vegetables that many have claimed can protect against cardiovascular disease, and we're getting to the bottom of the discussion and how they may actually work if they do. So what you did learn was LDL, which is considered the dangerous form of cholesterol, was lowered in the literature. How much? Was this very significant?
Yeah, it was fairly significant across studies. Some studies had a larger effect than others, but we saw consistent decrease. Now, the differences in effect, you know, could be due to the different populations. So, for instance, we had a few studies that were published from China, a couple from Europe, one or two from Mexico. So all of that influences the progression of cardiovascular disease.
But also influences the effects of some of these therapies. We know that due to polymorphism.
One of the problems we have in nutrition is baseline status.
Yeah.
So, for instance, if I'm doing a controlled trial with a drug, you know, if I give somebody an aspirin versus a placebo, then the person that gets the placebo definitely doesn't have an aspirin in their system. But with anthocyanins and other bioactive compounds, the control participants could very much be consuming other like compounds.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they weren't consuming blackberries, but maybe they had a piece of chocolate,
right.
And the cocoa flavanols are doing having a very similar action. So we don't always have that true placebo in nutrition. So it's really hard to tell from person to person how much the anthocyanins will have an effect.
What about the HDL? Did we see an increase in HDL in the presence of the supplementation?
So in both the healthy and the unhealthy individuals, we did not have a statistically significant finding where it increased your good cholesterol. But we did show across studies there was a positive trend towards increasing your good cholesterol, yes. But it was not statistically significant when we did the analyses.
Any other markers, blood pressure, for instance, any other markers that you looked at, were they affected by the anthocyanins?
Yeah, you know, triglycerides were affected in some studies. Again, not statistically significant. One of the things that I found kind of surprising is that we found no effects on blood pressure. And I was surprised because I've done a lot of work with cocoa powder and the cocoa flavanols, which have a very similar effect on cardiovascular disease. But they, unlike the anthocyanins, show statistically significant reductions in bad cholesterol, increases in your good cholesterol. And we did not find that with the anthocyanins. So apparently there's two very different mechanisms by which these similar compounds are affecting cardiovascular disease.
But obviously there's more in cocoa than just anthocyanins that we're starting to discover, right? I mean, we know that. And also the preparation of the chocolate makes a difference, too. Non-Dutch chocolate that isn't heated, we did a show last year on its ability to actually reduce atherosclerotic plaque buildup. So there's more going on in cocoa than just the anthocyanins, right?
Right. In fact, cocoa has very few anthocyanins. And most chocolates, the anthocyanins are already degraded because cocoa powder is fermented.
Mm-hmm.
And that degrades or eliminates the anthocyanins. Because they are susceptible to pH changes.
Interesting. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to examine the doses that were used that seem to have some efficacy, because I'd like to give people some sort of a target to shoot for if they decide that they want to start supplementing. We're talking right now with Dr. Taylor Wallace. We're talking about anthocyanins and their effects on lowering LDL cholesterol. Definitely something you should be looking at. If you're concerned about your own bad cholesterol levels, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products.
Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Made by hemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web. Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated, practitioner approved.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple-patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more. Or today, Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Tomorrow's Friday, Casual Friday. I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Lisa Profumo. We talk about a lot of good things. We're going to talk about Glenn Frey's death. Complications due to rheumatoid arthritis is doublespeak for the biologic he was taking, severely compromised his immune system, and he died from pneumonia. We're going to get to the bottom of that and lots of other stories that are in the news tomorrow. Right now we're talking with Dr. Taylor Wallace. We're talking about anthocyanins and how they affect cardiovascular disease risk markers. Most specifically, LDL cholesterol, which everyone agrees is the bad cholesterol. So, could you come up with an extrapolation of the type of dose if someone is looking at a supplement that has anthocyanins, concentrates or isolates in it already?
Right. So in our study, it was actually kind of interesting because our study really mimicked a former study that I had done a few years ago where I looked at individuals who ate according to dietary guidelines. So that 3% of the U.S. population that gets their 5-a-day fruits and vegetables, their whole grains, you know, their lean dairy and meat. And what we found in that study was that if you were eating according to government guidelines, so you were getting your 5-a-day fruits and vegetables, you would be consuming about 34 to 36 milligrams of anthocyanins every day, just by eating to the by the government guidelines. Now, really interesting, if you kind of take a look down the studies presented in our systematic review, that number seems to be a real sweet spot. About, you know, 30 to 35 milligrams seems to be what has an effect on cardiovascular disease. Now, we did find an effect at lower levels, down to 7 milligrams a day, and we found an effect of, you know, amounts of up to 600 milligrams a day. So what this really says to us is that the 30 to 35 milligram really is the sweet spot. And if you look at the population-based studies, the epidemiological studies, they also kind of reemphasize that point. The clinical trials are really suggesting that if you eat your recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables, choose some dark-colored fruits and vegetables, and you'll get your daily intake of anthocyanins.
Was there a dose-dependent response? So the individuals in the research that was using 600 milligrams of anthocyanins, did they see a greater suppression in LDL cholesterol?
No, actually they did not. So there must be some type of threshold effect. The other thing that could be happening is, okay, all the studies are very different. So some of them were as short as 4 weeks of an intervention, uh-huh. and some of them were as long as 3 months. So, you know, maybe the studies where you supplemented for longer had a better effect, or maybe the studies where you had an acute dose for a short time had a better effect. We don't really know, and we couldn't get that from the studies. You know, differences in population once again. But overall, it really seems to suggest that if you're getting your adequate intake of fruits and vegetables, you'll be getting enough anthocyanins to have a beneficial effect towards preventing cardiovascular disease.
Was there anything surprising, maybe not necessarily with just the risk markers that you were looking for specifically, but was there anything surprising about some of the studies that you saw and the effects of anthocyanins that you said, wow, I didn't expect to see that, or that was surprising?
Well, I tell you, I didn't expect to find consistent effects. You know, a lot of times in nutrition, we see, you know, some studies find an effect and some others don't, and then we, you know, systematically review them and we do the statistics, and overall they either have an effect or they don't. This was very surprising in the case of LDL cholesterol, again, in the overweight or unhealthy individuals with higher lipid levels, that we actually did find a consistent effect across all studies. I was very surprised by that. Most data in nutrition science is not that consistent.
What do you think the mechanism of action is occurring? Do you think it's happening in the liver? Do you think that these anthocyanins somehow increase LDL receptors in the liver or something?
No. Well, it could be multiple things. I mean, there has been numerous, thousands of rat studies trying to pinpoint, an answer to that question. Unfortunately, most trial participants don't like when you dissect their cardiovascular system, so
yeah,
we're limited
to
what we can do with humans.
They're so picky, aren't they?
Yeah. So most people don't like you to take samples of their vascular tissues. So we have to rely on different animal studies and in vitro cell line studies. Now, one thing that anthocyanins have been shown very effectively to do is help with nitric oxide modulation in the cardiovascular system. And what nitric oxide is it's a compound that your endothelial cells in your vascular system synthesize, and it helps dilate your veins. So there are good types of nitric oxide and there are bad types of nitric oxide. Anthocyanins seem to, at least in the cell studies and in the animal studies, really help even out the good nitric oxide. So helping to dilate those veins a little bit more and increase blood flow and reduce, you know, platelet aggregation and inflammation, which would lead to, you know, higher cholesterol levels.
I've never heard that there are good, there's a good nitric oxide in the bad. I know there's VNOS, ENOS, and so on. Which nitric oxides are bad and which are good?
So endothelial nitric oxide, or what we call ENOS, is your good nitric oxide. So that's when you eat, you know, healthy foods like fruits and vegetables, and those phytonutrients get into your system and they stimulate small levels of ENOS. And that, you know, can give you a little bit of a dilation. Now, opposite, INOS, or inducible nitric oxide, is very different. That's the type of nitric oxide you get when you smoke a cigarette, your body's reaction is to smoking a cigarette. So if you think about your vascular system as a rubber band, you know, you don't want to stretch that rubber band too much or it might break. So that's kind of how the nitric oxides work. Fruits and vegetables can dilate your veins for a longer period of time, but very slightly, where it's healthy. And smoking cigarettes can cause that rubber band to really stretch and then constrict, you know, back very quickly. So it's very unhealthy.
That's interesting. There's a whole class of drugs out there that work on nitric oxide production, and these are erectile dysfunction drugs, phosphodiesterase inhibitors, most notably PDE5 inhibitors. Do you think that there is a risk with those types of drugs causing the INOS?
Right, and on most of those drugs, like if you look at Viagra, there is a warning that if you have cardiovascular disease, that you should not take the product, or high blood pressure, you shouldn't be taking the product.
Is that why? Because that is considered INOS?
Well, I think it's a partial reason why.
Okay, because I know that one of the things that they talk about is that it could cause such a dilation that the hemodynamics change and you could have a sudden drop in blood pressure.
Right, which exactly. Is because which is like with smoking,
go ahead.
Yeah, like with smoking, when you smoke the cigarette, your veins dilate and so you feel very good. That's why people smoke. But then when you come crashing down, that's when they crave another cigarette because their veins are constricting and they're, you know, they need that other, you know, uplift
to
feel better again.
So it sounds to me the difference between good nitric oxide and bad nitric oxide is the refractory period. In other words, the period in time where it is dilating and then it is not dilating and you have this rebound effect. The bad nitric oxide causes this rebound effect, right?
Right. Well, you know, I always think about nutrition. We always say the poison is in the dose.
Right.
Right. So, you know, it's always about not overeating, not over supplementing. You can use that argument with a lot of food additives. Caffeine, for example.
Right.
Caffeine is perfectly safe in a, you know, 12-ounce Diet Coke. But then when you get to some of these energy drinks that have, you know, up to 300 and 400 milligrams in them, is that necessarily the best thing for me to be consuming? Because again, you're having the rubber band effect on your body.
Right. Okay, good stuff. So, lastly, what do you hope clinicians and lay people take away from your most recent research?
Well, I think this research is really interesting, and I'm a very big proponent of giving specific recommendations to consumers. And what I hope this research really does is really show that these dark color fruits and vegetables that contain anthocyanins are a good option if you are interested in preventing cardiovascular disease. Maybe you have a family history, or maybe you've been diagnosed with higher lipid levels than what's optimal. So I think, you know, rather than giving the recommendation, eat, you know, your recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables, I think it we're safe to say throw some blueberries in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, Dr. Wallace, I want to thank you so much for making time to come on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Take care.
All right,
bye. All right, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. We'll be right back to wrap up the show. Stay tuned.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, if you want to take a higher level of anthocyanins while getting a lot of other phytonutrients, nothing beats Prime Nutrition's Phytoform. Just take a scoop a day and you got all your bases covered. I love this stuff. Has nothing artificial in it. Great product. Phytoform. Use the coupon code SHR to save 30% off when you go to primenutrition.com. Check that out. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today. And we got a lot of good things to talk about tomorrow.